And engagement is basically about how we want to work with the Lands Commission to move the projects under the Ghana Compact 2 faster, especially on the land and related issues. Compact 2 basically is about reforming the power sector in Ghana. So if you've heard of ECG, private sector participation, it's just one of the elements of Compact 2. There are a lot of infrastructure projects, construction-related projects, which is the reason why we've got Lands Commission, because we are going to be acquiring lands to improve the infrastructure of ECG, and then building power substations, strengthening new lines, both overhead and underground lines, just to improve on their technical infrastructure to make them much more efficient. So there were lessons that were learned from the first compact, as in the engagement was not that well thought through. It was an ad hoc as and when. So firefighting, there's a problem. Hey, let's run to Lands Commission. We go there. No, this is not how we do it. We do it this way, back and forth. Time is going. The money will go back. So with that experience, this time we told ourselves, we need to get these guys involved from day one. And we even moved to the stage of having in place an agreement that spells out the roles, responsibilities of each and every unit in the commission. And our role as MEDA to make sure what happened in the first compact, where there was firefighting all over the place, it's going to happen. The project is a 5-year project. As you may be aware, the compact was signed in August 2014. It entered into force September 6, 2016. By September 5, midnight, 2021, the project should come to an end.
Deputy Executive Secretary in charge of operations at the Lands Commission, Amos Wuntawuni, said the commission will insist that anyone who wants to own a land in Ghana follows the right process. He said the commission will at all times execute its mandate under the Lands Commission Act.
The MEDA wants Lands Commission to assist them with issues of acquisition of land and payment of compensation. You know, by law, if the Lands Commission, which is responsible for managing the lands in Ghana, so to assist them acquire those lands without any problems, the Lands Commission has entered into an agreement with MEDA to make sure that we assist as far as the preparation of the site plans are concerned and then the acquisition of the lands. And then when it comes to publication of the instrument, after which people will now put in their claims for compensation, the Lands Commission will then come in to do the assessment and help them to compensate the people accordingly. It's our duty to ensure that lands are properly acquired and properly compensated.
Acquired for what?
Acquired for whatever purposes they need the land.
Can you shed a bit light on
I think that aspect, MEDA will have to tell you, because they know what they want the lands to know. The purpose for which they're going to acquire the land. But when they express an interest in acquiring a piece of land for whatever, we will come in to assist them. No, we are committed. We've entered into an agreement with them. We've signed the implementing entity agreement with them, and we are prepared to go along with it.
You heard Deputy Executive Secretary in charge of operations at the Lands Commission, Amos Wuntawuni.